Hello, this is Les Paul speaking, and with me I have my agent, my housewife, psychiatrist, and vocalist, all in one, Miss Mary Ford.
Hello.
In real life, it's Mrs. Paul, right, Squaw?
Ugh.
And Mary and I have worked out a little program here that we think is a little different. By doing a few tricks with the electronics, we're going to play a whole slew of guitars at once, and Mary's going to harmonize with herself. Just remember, folks, that this program, so help me, is just Mary and I playing and singing all the parts.
And here's the first tune, Little Rock Getaway.
Getaway. In case some of you folks were wondering how many guitars we used on that number or trying to guess how many, we'll tell you. There were four guitars, three of them messing around. We were trying to play them like violins, and the big guitar was holding down the part of the bass fiddle. Well, Mary, it's time to sing a song, right?
Mm-hmm. How about Until I Hold You Again?
Sounds good.
Two voices, all right?
Yeah. How about two guitars? Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
What key?
E.
E.
So sad and so lonely, my darling, so full of longing I've been, and I will be waiting, my darling, till the tide of love comes in. The days are like years since we parted, the night so dreary since then, and I will be broken-hearted until I hold you again. Till I kiss you, till you're resting in my arms, so divine. I will never live again till I whisper I love you.
You know what I miss the most around here is an applause machine. Some kind of... We do everything else electronically around here. We really should have a gadget where you press your foot and up comes this tremendous applause and everybody wants more.
Sure, that would be great for our theater personal appearances.
I don't think it'd be very hard to build either. I got an idea that it could be done.
Oh, no.
I really do.
Well, maybe we should figure out our homemade applause machine some other time.
Can't you see it in theaters now where you press your foot in the applause and we're doing 3 or 4 encores and the manager's trying to get us off the stage and the people are turning around trying to figure out where the applause is coming from? Oh. Well, I was wondering here, there's a list of tunes and one of them is just standing right out pointing its finger at me. It's called Putting on the Style, an old hillbilly tune. Think there are folks that like to hear a hillbilly song?
Sure.
Just for variety. It's a little different. I know around the house here, whenever we get our guitars out, we end up with a hillbilly tune every time.
Sure, it goes over better than anything else.
You think it does?
Sure.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
No.
Help, maybe?
No.
No? Well, help me get a guitar, Mom. Get your guitar.
I got it.
Young man coming down the street, driving like he's mad, riding in a Cadillac he borrowed from his dad. He honks the horn so loudly to make the ladies smile, but the girls all know he's a putting on the style.
Think we got any listeners left?
I hope so.
Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks a-putting on the style. Sweet 16 goes to church just to see the boys, turns her head and giggles at every little noise. First this way a little, and then that way a while, but the boys all know she's a-putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks are putting on the style. Young man in a restaurant smokes a dirty pipe, looking like a pumpkin, why he's only halfway ripe. A smoking, drinking, chewing, and thinking all the while, there is nothing equal to putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style, that is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many young folks are putting on the style.
Would you mind doing a tune that's a favorite of mine, Les?
Not at all. That is, if it's not too tough.
Do you remember what is this thing called, Love?
Do I remember? Yeah, sure. It's a great tune.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it reminds me that at one time I used to call this thing, What Is This Thing Called Ear?
Really?
It was an experiment of mine. I was trying to give the ears a break. I become conscious of the fact that all the songwriters were plugging the eyes and the nose and the hair, and the ears just were left behind, so to speak. And so I call this thing, when we used to play on the stage and everything, What Is This Thing Called Ears? And I used to get a big hand from the audience. They rather appreciated the fact that someone was sticking up for the ears. You know, dark eyes and smoke gets in your eyes, here I go again, and who knows, and all that stuff. Well, until New Year's Eve come out, no one ever even mentioned the ears. So I thought we'd plug the ears, so we call it Dark Ears. I only have ears for you. And now this tune comes up. What is this thing called ears?
Well, does it sound the same as What Is This Thing Called Love?
I swear there isn't a bit of difference.
Thank you.
That was great.
A long time. I got the wrong guitar and I played a couple of wrong chords. I was zigging instead of zagging.
I thought it was well done. Well,
maybe. Oh, you're talking about the macaroni and cheese now?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, it's in the oven. Can't you smell it? Well, I guess we better get going. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.